when you look at the likes of West of Ireland being used in the RTE and Hulu series Obituary, or look at filming that film predominantly in Donegal as well as in Galway. And then you look at the likes of Banshees and Inisherin, just off the island, or Normal People in Sligo, and the success that was not just across Ireland or Europe, but worldwide. An Irish Wish on Netflix that was and featured Ireland Airport West in Knock. All of these entities that have created crews, skill sets, had opportunities for people to come in, fall in love with our region and our island as a whole, in announcements like this from the White House, makes you really scratch your head and wonder how we got here.
And it's just interesting in terms of how you were highlighting, yeah, that the amount of, that when a production does take place here, there can be thousands of people impacted in terms of the crew that comes in, and then the crew locally that can even be upskilled as a result, and people stay in local accommodation, and they go to local restaurants, and there's huge kind of a local economy that comes out of this. And it sounded quite clear from you speaking about it there that, yeah, you're not too happy about this announcement, but already you're trying to figure out, well, what are the solutions to this?
For sure. And for those listening, let me just share a little bit around the competitive advantage that we have in Ireland. And it's not just Ireland in the EU bloc. Many other countries are also doing this, but to give you a real specific sense in our own competitiveness within this. So we have a piece of legislation called Section 481. It's a tax incentive which offers a tax credit of up to 32% of eligible Irish expenditure. About 75% of those who avail of this credit come from overseas. So again, back to your point and what I shared earlier, if you look at the RTE Hulu series Obituary, co-produced by UK and Galway-based firm MAGA Media, filmed primarily in Donegal, its first people employed 140 people alone, 11 trainees, 54 cast, and 133 extras. That's not taking into account those that work in the services, so catering, hospitality, trade, building sets, creating tourism from that you see in other parts of the world, and particularly Northern Ireland, and their spins-offs from long investments like this.